Friday, and it's February 26, 2016. Not of even numbers there. So let's clear the energies from this year, this date. So we'll use the numbers first, so releasing that energy. And the numbers can be tracking barcodes for you. Here we go, releasing these numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's clear the word February with 26, 2016, releasing that. So 1, oh, that's heavy. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's work with the situation that you might be having or pain, something like that. So let's release that from you. 1, I give you your situation. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll energize the light beams. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll bring our co-host on tonight. Ann, are you out there in BBS Radio Land?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening, and hi, everyone. Welcome. It is Friday night, paranormal night, and we do have some things. We can talk about some paranormal things, but Ron is actually going to do a very special healing show for us tonight. I should start out by saying it's the Ron Amatron Healing Show, and Ron is a light being directly from Source Energy. He has a fabulous website. It's creationlightship.com. You can contact us tonight or anytime by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on that button on the BBS page that says Fast Chat. And I have that open right now. I don't know if we'll have too much time to do comments that come in tonight. But thank you for clearing us at the beginning of the show, Ron, and getting rid of those numbers. I guess because February is the second month, we end up with a lot more. Oh, and the year is our even numbers, so we get a lot of even numbers, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. So do we all seem present and at peace and heart-centered, everyone listening?
Yeah, everybody seems to feel okay to me, so that's good.
Good. Do we need a quick little alien to light, perhaps?
Yeah, we have this on YouTube. So what this does, if you want to get on there, I think it's on the website, too, where you can click on it to where I count. But I did this on one of the shows with Ann maybe 2-3 months ago. And what as far as to, and Mr. Oxygen did put it on his site, too, for us. Thank you, Ed. And what this is for is to help enslaved trapped aliens here. So that might get you there. Help enslaved aliens. So basically, the aliens are stuck here. They have no way to get out, even if they want to. And typically, because of the pecking order of the Galactic Federation, the spiritual hierarchy that's out there, whatever word you want to use there, or just playing some bad aliens over some other aliens and keeping them stuck here, using them like humans, in a sense, like they're doing to us as a prison planet. So this is the human and an alien prison planet. So they can get out of here. And here we go. We're going to clear them out of your room if there's any listening. And they have a one-way ticket out. We'll give them an escort wherever they choose to go to. They want to come into light. Doesn't matter to me if they do or not, or if they want to go into darkness. We just want to get them off this planet because they may be sucking your energy out of you and harming you, and they have no other way to leave. So here we go. Getting rid of the aliens. I'll probably count to 100. There's quite a few, it feels like to me right now, wanting to leave here. So you may feel your room getting heavy at first as they kind of come in because they want to leave, and then it'll get kind of lighter and be probably very light at the very end. So here we go, releasing trapped aliens here, enslaved aliens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So you may feel a little better because they're gone. Okay, back to you, Ann, before we do some healing tonight. See what you have, emails or testimonials or something. Then we'll do some healing in about probably 5 minutes. And the healing that I'll be doing tonight will only work live for people listening. It will not work on the archives. I'm going to be dedicating this healing for the listeners who are listening live, and we'll do some energetic work on you too. Help you maybe with lung problems, breathing, whatever you're dealing with. Typically, it could be, winter cold seasons. So we'll see what we can do to help you out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. I wanted to just address a couple of things that we've been getting emails about. One is there is a new healing that's going to be coming out in the spring called the Body Blueprint, and our listeners are very excited about that. And several people have been asking for the list of prerequisites, and I believe that that is not finalized yet. Is that correct, Ron?
I believe that it is, but I don't have a list in front of me.
Okay.
So maybe in a week we can talk about it, or at least do something with that. But the way it works so far is, unless I get it put up on the website, this will be probably after the last festival that I go to in maybe May. What we're going to do is I'll probably be sending the information to people that you can open up, because you've got to print a bunch of pages out in order to use it. But we'll let you know what the prerequisites are before that. And then from there, you can figure out what you may need in addition to what you maybe don't have or something. But we'll probably get that going. I'll pull up what I have maybe within a week here, and so people can get a head start on it. So this clearing is not one that you just do and, plan to do maybe a couple hours a week. This is like full dedication to your life. So this takes some time, and it takes, I think you have to clear and maybe put at least a month of commitment into it. If you're like a working person, maybe 4 hours a night to get through this all. So remember, it's very complex to restore your body blueprint. It's not a real simple clearing where it takes like a whole lifetime clearing of maybe 20 minutes to half an hour. This goes into depth, and you need the prerequisites because you're going to be doing clearings with those. I think there's about a dozen of them, and you need to use those clearings along with this, so it's needed. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thanks. And the other thing I wanted to let people know is on February 13th, which I'm pretty sure it was that Saturday night, February 13th, it may have been the 12th, but I'm pretty certain it was the Saturday evening, we did an eternal, I'll call it, animal healing. We have a couple of people writing in with different difficulties that their pets are having. So I just want to refer everybody to that show where Ron did quite a thorough job of healing animals of many different things. So you can play that as many times as you want. The energy will never leave. So that is one announcement I wanted to make. And the other is, on the right-hand side of Ron's website, there's, of course, the link to BBS Radio, but a while back, Ron and Kathy did some wonderful shows on a network called CTR, and you can still click there and link into those. There's been some confusion. I was confused also when I first recently went back in there. They have changed their format, so some of the links come up not available, but if you go into the CTR website, it tells you, you just have to download iTunes, I believe, to listen to it. It's still free. So all the episodes are still there. It's just formatted differently, and I haven't quite figured it all out myself. So maybe I'll go in there and figure it out, and I can talk more about it on another show. But we had several emails about that, Ron, so I wanted to share that. Because those are wonderful shows, so I don't want people thinking, oh, I can't get to these anymore.
Great.
Okay, so now I'm going to go on to some emails. Hi, Ron. I saw a report about a study that found being emotional, for instance, angry or sad while driving, is just as dangerous as being intoxicated. The reporter asked some audience members if they thought that was true. A man said, oh, yes, I know that happens because sometimes I miss my exit, even though I know where I'm going, and I don't realize what has happened until I'm past it. Thank you, Ron, so much for the emotional body clearing and for explaining timelines and abductions. The things you have been telling us for years are being noticed and validated by mainstream media. We are lucky we know how important it is to be present and stay heart-centered.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
So he must have been taken up on a timeline and, you know, got distracted because he wasn't here and then got beamed back down. And, yeah, that happened. So for me, it's nothing new. I see these things happening. But yeah, that's good that somebody finally caught on a little bit. Wonderful.
Right.
Back to you.
Okay. This is kind of a TV or internet question. Please explain how energetic cording works when we see a video or image on the internet. I guess, or TV. I'm adding TV.
Okay, yeah. What happens is, whatever you see, that's the timeline you're viewing. Doesn't matter if it's a make-believe timeline or not. It's still a timeline because there's film footage there of something, okay? So once you see anything happening, that's a timeline, and if you get connected to it by watching it, maybe you're highly emotional with something or you're just kind of going along for the ride to watch a movie, you are on that timeline. And some people, you know, watch movies and they do like role playing, so they want to be the good guy in the movie or somebody else. You know, just think if you start watching a movie and maybe it's a movie where there's, you know, a good guy and a bad guy or a good girl, bad girl or something, you know? And so you want to be that good person. So you're playing along and you're watching it and you're kind of going with the moves of what's going on in the movie. Maybe it's something that you like doing. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the movie, that good guy or good woman gets killed. Normally it doesn't happen that way, but we'll just say it does. Well, you're dead. Because you now are dead on that timeline because you took your body energy and your mind energy, which creates your body, on these timelines, and all of a sudden you're dead. So you better do some timeline crashes about being dead. And that's how what happens to people. Everything that you view, sense, feel, there's a timeline for that. And it may be real or not. Remember, movies may not be real, but they're real when you watch them. Especially like if you watch some sci-fi thing where they're showing aliens coming here and they're battling aliens, and there's a lot of movies out about going out in outer space, you know, rescue missions or something, you know, just like the original movie Alien, you know. Those are all real on timelines. So did you have that alien come out of your chest? You know, never know. Maybe you related to that person on the table and you start shaking and all of a sudden, but there it comes out. And that may have been you if you related to that particular person. So maybe you were Ripley, you know, trying to fight the aliens. Maybe you're doing that still as they keep playing it over and over again on timelines for you. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Boy, we seem to have talked quite a bit. It's already almost 20 after. Do you want to start with your healings, or do you want me to keep going?
Okay. We're going to do some energy work for people that may have some kind of condition, whatever that would be. So we'll start to work with lungs right now. So what I want you all to get, I probably should have warned you, giving you a heads up, we're going to get some special water for mouthwash. So just get that water. You can still listen to me. And we'll start doing that energy work on that. So you're going to have a glass of water. Maybe you might want to get a couple of glasses of water. And this will be special. Remember, this only works live right now. If you're here in an archive, this will not work for you, but you may feel the peace energy from the program. So here we go. Let's energize this water for you for mouthwash, gargling, to help get rid of some alien critters that could be in you. So I'll just count to 10 to energize it. If you don't have your water yet, it'll be activated. Just let it sit for a couple of minutes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to start to work with your maybe your throat and lungs in case you have a situation there. So let's take out some energies there. And this is maybe for lung congestion, maybe sinuses. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So I'll count to 100. As you may start to feel some wellness happening to you as you are taken off of the timeline. So we're going to make you real first. And here we go. I'm going to count, since we have a lot of people listening, I'll probably be counting to 100 to make you real. Now, the real you probably is fine. The cloned replica of you may not be. Remember, the aliens give you conditions. The real you may be someplace warm and fuzzy and having a great time, wherever that would be. Don't ask me where you'd be because I have no clue. But the alien replicas of you, human replicas, may have all these conditions because the aliens want you and need you to have something so they can pull energy off of you. So steal your spirit, steal your soul, and also body energies, along with emotional stuff and fear, anger, pain. So here we go. Making you real this moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. You should start to feel your body changing a little bit, maybe start to heat up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. You may feel your height change. Maybe your body's changing a little bit. Remember, each time I do a number count, the alien race that would normally have you for 10 minutes, and that's the interval that they have you on the abduction process, and another alien race abducts you. You have to create you and the hologram around you, what you're looking at, what you're seeing, everything else. So they're only having you for a much shorter time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Somebody's having a hard time out there. I'll keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, there we go. Coming in, making you people all real. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you should feel your body changing. And you may have less of a situation going on with your body. So let's work with lungs now. And in case you're on a tangent timeline, remember, they abduct you on timelines so they can take your energy. Very seldom will they probably kill you on a timeline because that would be defeating their purpose for abducting you to begin with. But the tangent timelines are maybe where they're doing experimentations on you. So let's get you off some of those tangent timelines, and let's work with your lungs first to make those real, then we'll bring them back to your body. Remember, you may have aliens working with your lungs, doing something to them. Maybe they're experimenting with them, etc. This is what they sometimes do. I won't go into what else they can do, but we'll just keep it very simple. So here we go. Let's work with lungs and get these your lungs, which could be like in a cylinder as you're watching them doing things to it. poisoning you or whatever, nanotechnology, remember that one. So here we go. Let's release those lungs off of these tangent timelines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Maybe take a deep breath and I'll see if that's helping you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're on 50, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Boy, they really got some people out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 160. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 170. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 180. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 190. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. There's still some people out there in the Beyondo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 210. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 220. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 230. And this also could be for situations with your body besides your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2. I think we're at 250, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 260. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 270. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 280. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 290. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 300. And coming into your body now. Coming here to be real on Earth with your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And maybe other body part situations that you could be out there with. Being a test tube experiment of something. So, here we go. Let's now work with blood. So, we're going to... After the program, everybody, you can go to the website and run the drop-down box. It'll be the alien oxygen clearing will help you out a whole bunch. It's a free clearing on the left side. It'll say free sample healings. Click on that. There's about maybe 10 or 12 clearings there. And do the alien oxygen clearing. And you might want to run that... put the timer for maybe all night, 600 minutes or something. And if you can leave your computer up in your room, do that. So here we go. Alien oxygen, as they put codes in there to make you sick, that you can't see naturally, nanotechnology, let's release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels pretty good. So coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll run some energy now for blood purification. And we'll bring in the Amber Blood. This we normally do on Sundays on our 8-hour conference call. So here's the Amber Blood member. This will only work live right now. So if you're in an archive, then what we're doing is a lot of things that we do on our special conference calls. So you may want to get on them to have this experience. So here we go, Amber Blood coming your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And let's work with your liver and kidneys now. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do some more energy work to put some light into your blood. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do something possibly. I know some people listening may have hepatitis, so let's work with that energy here. Going to go out on the hepatitis timelines and see if we can do some releasing. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Hopefully I got it correct here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Releasing more of that alien critter here. And going out on tangent timelines also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's start over again. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, now we're going to do lymphatic system clearing. So here we go. If you have anything going on there, see if we can get rid of the stuff in your lymphatic system, the poisons, the poison release. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Make sure you have your mouthwash water and probably using that now, gargling and spitting it out naturally. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. I'll keep going here. Lymphatic system, getting rid of the poisons out of that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. I'll do that one again here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. Okay. We'll see if we have any comments coming in. CLS questions at Yahoo. Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. I was just trying to keep myself awake. I'm so very relaxed. We don't have comments, and I'm kind of not surprised. This is a fabulous gift you're giving us. Thank you so much. And I do want to stress that just you doing that, making us real, Ron, is so wonderful. And all these healings, it's fabulous. And you do that Tuesday through Friday on your healing calls that you do at 5:30. So everyone listening, if you're getting something out of this, which you surely are, you might want to look into coming on some of those calls. As well as this Sunday, there's an 8-hour healing call with Ron where you spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship. So do you want me to keep talking, Ron, and you take a little break? Or do you? Okay.
Yeah, I'll recharge for 10 minutes, and we'll do it again here. So we'll see how, if we have any comments from people. I'm still working, even though you're talking, on energies, too, with people on the call here. So but what I'll be doing, too, maybe I might do it on Sunday on the 8-hour call. I'm going to be enlisting people, again, to be put into service here for the time-traveling soldiers. So that'll be on the Sunday call. So if you're interested, get on the call, and you'll be enlisted to fight aliens to help to stabilize these timelines that we have now that are kind of all over the place. So back to you.
Oh, that's interesting, Ron. Now, if we're already enlisted, do we need to re-enlist? I know you took us kind of off duty for quite a while.
Yeah, I'll have to have you show up on the call, I think, to put you back into service again.
Okay. All right, I'll go on with some more emails. Someone wrote in, I've tried to be at peace and neutral when I'm in my heart center, but I've discovered I can't. When I feel peaceful, that sensation is localized in my belly area. When I do the mind-to-heart drop, I feel joyous and light. It is also a peaceful feeling, but the predominant sensation is joy. And can you comment on that, please?
Boy, I don't know why you would feel joy. Maybe because you're feeling all the burdens being taken away from you and your body's reacting that way. So I would think as you do it more and more, the joy will leave you, and you're probably going to feel just peace energy, which has no emotion to it whatsoever. That's what I would say will be happening.
Yeah, now what about that piece she said, because you've talked about this a long time ago, that sometimes people's bodies get out of whack and their like heart center isn't in the right place, or you know, they're drawing energy to or out of a different body part. Could that be happening for this listener, since she mentioned it's more her belly than her chest?
Yeah, very possible. Maybe the belly area is being hit quite a bit more with energy by living life here. That's probably your power chakra area, and maybe you're feeling psychic hits on it, and or being depleted as the aliens start sucking the energy out of you. So that's kind of how I would look at that. Remember, these energetic bodies are invisible, and they really don't attach to your physical body, but they're, you know, in proximity to it. These are the ones that we have on the website. We'll just say there's maybe a dozen of them that we do whole lifetime clearings on. And so they're put around you to save your body from being attacked psychically. Remember, if somebody thinks of you, they gave you a psychic attack. Because when they think of you, if they are thinking of you, it's either going to be something good and great that they, see you as, or the opposite, something very negative. So they don't like you. So they're forcing they think about you mentally. So the mentalness is like the carrier wave. So they zero in on your GPS thinking of you, and then from there, your thoughts, which is plus or minus, is going to be coming to you with an emotion, and they're sliming you with an emotional energy, giving you a psychic attack. And the stronger that emotion is, the more you're going to feel it. And remember, psychic attacks, you know, just like moving objects, you know, on a table or something or whatever, doing, you know, spells on people and curses and everything else, it can kill you. So you have to know that these attacks do happen to everybody. And that's why these energetic bodies are around you. Now, when they get filled up full of the crud, typically probably at the age of 10, then automatically these energies start spilling over into your physical body. Before, they're like a buffer energy, kind of like a big trash can, and nothing will come to you until they get filled up. That's why you need to clean them out. If you don't clean them out, then that's why you're going to be dying, because you need to clean out these dense energies out of you. It's just very, very simple. That's why when you get older, you start having problems. And some people have more problems than others. That's because these energetic bodies typically are filled full of gunk, and you get those released, and you can have more spirit energy with you, and you can feel better. Then we'll be doing the body blueprint clearing to, you know, give you extra boost on that. But aside from that, these bodies need to be cleaned out. You know, that's a need, because that's what you need to do. Get rid of this density that's harming you. And the older you get, the more problems you will probably have. And just look at people around you, you know. You normally find older people in hospitals with illnesses, and you probably won't find young people. So, you know, I would guess, you know, I don't go to hospitals, so I don't know. But typically, that's what you hear, is people probably who are maybe 60 years of age, maybe older, end up in these facilities because they have problems. Why do they have problems? Because the energetic bodies are killing them. They haven't cleaned them out yet. So that's why you want to have that done. And if you are listening and you are in the hospital, then you better, if you want to live longer, you know, I can't guarantee that, but you want to clean out these bodies so you have some success with whatever modality of healing you're using. Because if you don't clean these bodies out, it'll happen again. So that's the whole process. So I'm going to do some more clearing here. Anything you want to add, Ann, before we can probably mention the expos, I guess. Well, I'll do it, I guess. We got one coming up next month here. It's going to be in New York at the next to the Hotel Pennsylvania across the Penn Station. The date on that is March 18th, 19th, and 20th, and that's the New Life Expo. And after that event, it'll be back in California, San Mateo. And that's going to be the New Living Expo. So we got New Life and New Living. So the New Living Expo's date will be April 29th through May 1st, so end of April. So hopefully we'll see all of you at one or two of these, depending on what coast you live on. It's nice to see people. And you go in the Light Infusion Chamber and have a wonderful session there, and healing monitors, and I have talks at both. So hopefully we'll see you. So let's continue on with the clearing here. We did one for hepatitis.
Ron, we do have one comment about tonight.
Okay.
A listener wrote in, they're dealing with a lung condition, and from this evening's healing, I feel activity in my lungs, almost as if they are opening up and being scrubbed clean. Thank you for all your help.
Yep, that's good. So let's go back to the lungs again. And we'll also work with your heart. So here we go, both of these energies. I'll do some counting again to command the energy to work with you. Here we go. And just specify the clearing If you have something else too, but normally this is what I'm working with is, maybe oxygen, lung congestion, sinuses. And if you have something else going on, just specify that. Here we go. Releasing energies from you to put you back more into wholeness where your spirit can come back into your body. Remember, your spirit is not there, but you have densities. So I think everybody knows that. If you don't know it, each time you give a thought and think of something, you just force your spirit out of your body. Simple as that, because the thought now is taking up that territory. Your spirit doesn't know darkness, and all of your thoughts are darkness. And if you don't understand that, listen to some of my YouTube stuff. You may get it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1. Oh, man, that's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Next, we'll do alien critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80, 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Let's do some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And now we'll get rid of alien critters out of your bloodstream, heart, and lungs. So here we go. The aliens be gone. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One, and they're being terminated as they as we find them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'll do another 100 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, and let's bring more of your spirit into your body. If we release some of this stuff, we need to do like a spirit infusion. So we're going to bring your spirit into your body, and it's going to come in through your feet and come out of your head. So here we go. I'll use the words, we're going to be coming in and out. So in and out, 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 in and out. Should feel a change now, in and out. In and out, 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 and in. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, Ron, wow, that really was amazing. Thank you so much. I'm sure that everyone is feeling just fabulous from that. Okay, I'll get us back to some emails. Okay, this is a simple question. Does the do the clearings work if I'm in the other room of the house? I don't have the picture of me up because it's not available. So that's someone doing healings.
So the question is, the question in the room where the computer is, will the healings work? Is that what I understand?
Well, I think they mean if they leave that room, like if it's on in the living room and they go into the bedroom.
And if they don't have a picture up,
right.
No, it will not work. You have to have your picture up or be in the room in order to have the energy work for you. Remember, it has to have a conduit. It has to go to you. It will have some benefit. I don't think more than 20%. But that's why you get a picture of yourself in front of your computer, so it connects to you.
Okay.
So naturally, you know, why would you want to waste all that time and energy by not having a picture of yourself in front of your computer? We talk about that all the time. If you're not there, put a picture up.
Right.
So that's to me, it's like no-brainer. You know, we talk about that, how to do a clearing. So maybe you haven't heard it before. So that's it. So if you did a whole bunch of things with the computer without your picture, you know, at best you got 20% of what happened. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, I thank you. A listener wrote in to remind me to make this announcement, and boy, it's coming soon. It's this coming Saturday, March 5th. Ron is going to do another pin removal conference call. It is, again, like the last one, $30. You can go onto Ron's website, again, in case you're a new listener. It's creationlightship.com, and you'll click on the PayPal link and make a $30 donation. You'll then forward that receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then Ron will send you the phone number and PIN number that you need to access that call. And is it going to be 10 a.m. again, Ron?
Yeah, it'll be just before we do the four-hour call. So that'll be, you know, on the 5th of March. So it'll be from 10 to 12:30. And just, you know, use the donation button. Send me the receipt from PayPal. And then I will email you out the phone number and the PIN number to get on that call. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, now this, we kind of talked about this earlier in the show. I wish I'd seen this message before. This listener says, I feel mind control in my third eye because my third eye was open and I got downloaded with some programs after watching a television series. Now it feels like there's a block in my head. How do I get rid of this?
Well, the first thing, tell your body to close down your third eye. That's the first thing. Next thing is, you know, do some of those alien clearings, the free ones that deal with the pin connectors on you. Head pin connectors, I think is what it is, alien.
Alien head connectors, and that's a free clearing.
So that will help you close and get rid of that energy.
Right, and it also has a section to get rid of alien implants in your head.
Yes, you know, they can attach anywhere to you, you know. I don't know how you know that being hooked up on your third eye. Most people don't even have that awareness, except they have some vision, possibly, you know, trying to see something in the beyond or whatever, but close it down and do that head connector. Release. You know, if you feel like it's pretty strong, then do that for a week. Back to you. Anytime.
Okay. Someone wrote in, wonderful healings tonight. I had a metallic taste in my mouth after the lymph clearing. Good to have the water. So that's interesting. They must have really needed that lymph clearing. Someone is asking, are there any requirements to be enlisted on the Sunday call, Ron?
No, there's not.
Okay. As long as we're willing, right?
Yep.
Oh, and I'm sorry. You suggested that tonight, after the show, we do the alien oxygen release, which is one of the free healings. Did you say a second one also, or was that the only one you were recommending?
That's the only one. There may be something else that might help you out too. You just check out those free clearings, and there's quite a few of them. But definitely do that one all night. You know, change the timer, like I said, to about 600 minutes. Let that thing run, so it'll work with you when you're sleeping.
Right. Wow. For some reason, I'm having a little frog in my throat, Ron. you've been working a lot on our throat, so maybe just things are moving around a little.
Yeah, it's very possible. Yeah, maybe when I do some gargling, you know, after the program here.
Okay, that's a great idea. That's what I'll do.
So what I'll do for people, I'll energize another container in case you need more water. If you don't have it this second, know that it will work for you, you know, when you get it. So here we go. Because you may not be next to the faucet, you know. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ten. So this will be the mouthwash water. And if you like that, you can always go on and specify that under the object charging, I believe, and you can do that for water. So you may want to do this, and you know, that could help you out a lot, maybe. Especially if you have congestion or something, just, you know, get maybe a weak water. Pay for that and charge your water up for mouthwash.
You know, Ron, I just realized I mentioned the pin clearing, but especially since you just did an expo, there's a very good chance we have new listeners tonight, and they're not familiar or don't know what we're talking about by the pin clearing, so maybe you need to explain that if you don't mind.
Yeah, you have energetic pins, needles, large objects, like nails, not larger, maybe something that's going to inject you with poisons. So this is what we call the pins. Some people think they're just like really small ones, but there's large ones too, and they're attached to your body by the aliens to maybe like a hypodermic needle or a syringe, trying to suck stuff out of you too and give you stuff also. So once you get the pins released, you feel a lot better. Sometimes you have an ache or pain in your body that's been with you for your whole life, and any one of these pins taken away from you goes away. So that'll be the 5th, you know, March 5th. It'll be from 10 in the morning Pacific to 12:30, and then naturally after that, we continue on with our 4-hour ascension call, which is from 1 to 5, and then we do water charging the last hour of that for people who are on the call. So you can have maybe a gallon of water for each day if you need it, and enjoy that water. So I'll do one more of the spirit energy for you in case energy's left you. So here we go. We're going to bring your spirit in through your feet and come out of the top of your head. So in and out, 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 and back in. There we go. Okay, Ann, we've probably got about 5 minutes on the program here, so I think if they're listening to stuff on the show, I'll do the Mind to Heart drop right now. So if you're on the website, creationlightship.com, I believe straight up on the hour, the program will end. We'll still be talking for about, you know, maybe up to 5 minutes. But here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop for everybody. So commanding your spirit out loud, you can do it with me. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So you're at peace right now. I'd recommend doing this maybe 6 times a day, if not more, to be peaceful. And then you're off of timelines. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, wow, we're really near the end of our show here. I was wondering, you took us off timelines of a certain disease. Do we need to be brought back from any other timelines? Are there any timelines you could crash over lung issues or something like that for us?
Yeah, I'll do that here. So here we go. Lung timeline crashes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And you can also go on and do timeline crashes too. I'd recommend that if you have a lung condition. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay, Ron. That felt really good. Thank you. Well, we actually have a lot more emails. I'm just trying to kind of pick some that might keep us on the same theme of what we've been doing tonight. I want to remind everybody to please come on the radio show tomorrow night, too. It's the same time, 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 2, because you will be treated to a brief trip to Creation Lightship where you can request a healing sample. And if you're new, it's a great way to experience that, and then you will, you know, want to really consider coming on either the Saturday or afternoon or Sunday call this week, because it's more of the same. Okay, so we have two different healings that have some similarities. One is a free one, and it's called the Alien Keyword Disconnect. And the other is, I believe, only a $50 clearing, and it's called the natal barcode that you go into and you clear your name, your birth date, all the labels that have been attached to you for your whole life. And then it has an other section. And throughout, you know, a lot of our shows, people write in with different suggestions of things to clear. So a listener has written in that they needed to use their driver's license the other day to prove their identification, and said, gee, I think I'll rerun the natal clearing on this. And she did that. But then she said she found more numbers all over her license. There were three groups of numbers in different font sizes, two more groups of numbers on the front, that was the back, and the license altogether had six groups of numbers to clear. And in the past, I had only cleared the main number. And then she has another organization card that she found three new groups of numbers on that. So she's just saying how interesting it is that even though she's done these clearings before, she just found all these new numbers. That's tricky, right, Ron?
Well, that can happen. See, when you're not doing clearings, and you don't always see things. And as you start doing more and more clearings, then you will start to recognize the energies around you that you may not have ever seen before, and they've always been there. So, like I said, this is a prison planet, and so as you do more clearings, you are being released from these energies of the prison planet. So the aliens are having less of a hold on you, and then you will have more awareness because maybe your eyes are blocked and you weren't even seeing it. They couldn't relate to what you're looking at. And as you do more clearings, you will be able to sense and see more, and which means that you're getting set free. So we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop here. Our next program tomorrow is the same time, same station on BBS. Hopefully you're going to be with us on the eight-hour call. We're going to be enlisting people to fight aliens on the timelines that are out there that we cannot see. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. Man in your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart. That way you're going to be at peace off of the alien timeline. So here we go. 10987654321. 10987654321 and 10987654321. Okay, everybody. thank you tonight, and send in your emails if you had any improvement on your wellness. See you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.